WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin.
It's just a matter of what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Like last night was about the women and the men sprinkled in as well. This is the Raw Post Show presented as always by MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG1211 chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. Yes, it's just always going to be that, even though it isn't. You can use credit code Rocket Soccer Lens and Word in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Games Store because hashtag Epic Partner. I'm the producer, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
You're just defiant with it at this point, aren't you? You're just like, I'm just calling it the purple rectangular button because F you, Twitch.
No, it's because it just it's in my head that that's what it is, even though it isn't. It's just second nature. So just every time I go, I'm going to call the other thing. And then when I go live, just autopilot to purple rectangular button below the screen, because that's the gimmick. It's the gimmick. That's how it goes. It's the routine. But yes, tonight was a lot about the WWE women in action, because holy moly, did we learn some things about the talent last night at Evolution, which we're going to talk about this Thursday on the rack. But two women who stood out at Evolution were Lyra Valkyrie and Bayley, and they had a chance.
Oh my god, that's so good.
They had a chance to compete for the number one contendership in a 2 out of 3 falls match, with the winner going on to face Becky Lynch at SummerSlam. This was a fantastic matchup between the two women. Early pinfall right off the bat. Worked a while for the second and then a third fall later in the match. There were counters after counters. Hard hitting shots along the way, lots of selling of knees and backs and all the things, lots of trying to outsmart the other because they've been working a lot lately, so they know each other very, very well. Hot damn, they put on a banger on this show, and Lyra Valkyria is headed to SummerSlam as she countered Bayley's push off of the ropes to try to roll her through on the crossface, but rolled her up into a Nightwing and got the win over her former partner, Bayley. And now we'll face Becky Lynch at SummerSlam. Becky Lynch, dressed in the red and yellow, brother, confronted Lara after the match.
I like how Bayley and Lyra said, you know what? Last night was good, but we can do more. And they just put on a show. I respect them. They're like, we're not done yet. We're you know what? We still got a little bit more left. We kind of want to put on a little bit more and just follow that up appropriately. And goddamn, did they. I would take this again.
We've seen it a bunch. Bayley is rounding into form right now. She's cooking, as the kids say.
She is cooking, as the kids say. She's hitting her stride. She is catching fire. And like I said, I had no problems with this. This was fantastic. Very enjoyable. A great follow-up to what happened last night on Evolution, which we're going to talk about on Thursday. But yeah, I have no complaints about this at all.
For sure. Backstage, we saw Stephanie Vaquer being interviewed, and she's the new number one contender. Well, the next number one contender for the Women's World Championship. She was confronted by Chelsea Green and Piper Niven and Alba Fire. Chelsea said she should be the one who should be fighting at Clash in Paris, and Vaquer told her to take her best shot, and she said she would, but she's about to take it against the WWE Hall of Famer. So you could just look, but you just can't touch. Which segued into Nikki Bella taking on Chelsea Green in Nikki Bella's first match on Monday Night Raw. It's 7 years, something like that?
Something like that, yeah. It was fine. I mean, it was fine. Like, I think Nikki and Chelsea worked well together. You know, yeah. Chelsea did obviously everything she could to make Nikki look as good as possible and make herself look as good as possible. And Nikki's no slouch in the ring. Like, I don't want to doubt her skill at all. Like, she can go. But, you know, obviously there is still a little bit of, like, rust to knock off. Just a tad. Get her groove back and start getting things going again.
I mean, it was a solid match. And compared to everything we saw, just like for the 20 minutes beforehand, this one was going to take a step back because it is Nikki Bella's first match, singles match, in 6-7 years, whatever it's been. So, you know, but Chelsea was the right opponent. Nikki got the win. The rack attack kind of almost was a little off, but because she couldn't get her fully up at the end, but yeah, it worked good enough. After the match, Piper and Alba attacked Nikki Bella, and Stephanie and Vaquer made the save and cleared house. Of the three women.
Go Stephanie. I mean, I think I like the idea of Chelsea and Nikki feuding because I think they can do some really nice work together. Because Chelsea's personality is big enough to come head to head with Nikki's. And they can do some good things there. And then Stephanie will be a nice complement and a nice balance to Nikki because she has the aura to stand next to Nikki, but she maybe isn't as loud. Mm-hmm. So it will be a good mix that you have going on there with everybody and everything, depending on how long it lasts. But like, I don't have a problem with this at all.
I didn't have a problem with it at all. And the fact that she's back kind of is a good thing because she could, you could tell she's back. This was not a one-off, hey, I'm in for the PLE and then I'm out. You could tell that we're on a run, so that's good.
Yeah, no, you can definitely tell that she's like taking this seriously. I don't know how long she's going to be around for, but we'll see what comes of it. We'll see what they do with her.
We will see what they do with her. Raquel Rodriguez and Roxanne Perez, who had really nice shiny belts thanks to Finn Balor, who got all the belts in the clubhouse shined up and handed them back out, took on the Kabuki Warriors. Dominic Mysterio was at ringside because of Finn's advice. Good match between all four women. Raquel and Roxanne get the win. Dom kind of played a part at the end, but he got waylaid by Asuka with the back fist. But Raquel and Roxanne continue on.
Yeah, and Raquel helped Roxanne with the pin. She put her feet essentially on her butt and helped Roxanne get the pin and pick up the victory. We have the continued takeover of one Roxanne Perez from Liv Morgan in the Judgment Day. There seems to be quite a lot of gelling, although there is still some tension. Like, Dom's helping, but Dom's not all in. He was with Liv.
No, he's not all in. No. That was Saturday.
Yeah, that was Saturday. And it took it a while to get there. But I think this was fine. Like, the Judgment Day shtick is the Judgment Day shtick. I think it's getting a little, like, this dynamic is getting a little old in terms of all the distractions and all the cheating, and it's what they do, and you almost expect it, and it's not really a surprise when they don't or when they do. So I think for me, my only criticism would be that I'm maybe a little tired of them always cheating to win. Like, I understand that they're heels and it's what they do, but just one match where they don't do that would be nice, right? Where they can still definitively stand on their feet.
I mean, they on Sunday, they stood on their own. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. The women's world champion. Women's world champion Naomi opened up Monday Night Raw. Fans were chanting, "You deserve it." And it's like, oh, you're going to do that now? You weren't feeling the glow, but now you're with her. Everyone's cheering for her. She thought everyone was going to go after Tiffany and cash in on Tiffany, but they couldn't predict her next move. She said she was sick of all the foolishness on SmackDown. She said she didn't betray Bianca. She outgrew her and told her to take a good look at her now as she stands there as the women's world champion. She said she might be new to Raw, but the women in the locker room should proceed with caution. This brought out Rhea, bloody Ripley. She said one thing that she know one thing about her, she's not cautious. I am reckless and I am pissed. I had two goals going into Revolution. That was to beat Io Sky and regain my women's world championship. And I blame you for me not achieving those goals. And now you've made my list. Io Sky came to the ring. Fans were chanting for Io. She said, she looked at Rhea, basically, you get in the back of the line. Io said she would take her title back from Naomi, who then told both of them to take their entitled asses and go to the back of the line. Everyone started bickering till Adam Pearce came out. He put over Naomi's accomplishments and welcomed her to Raw. He put over the absolute magic of Rhea Ripley and Io Sky and Evolution. And said that the first ever 2-night SummerSlam, they need to blow the roof off the proverbial roof off the stadium. They need the magic. So it will be a triple threat match. Io Sky, Rhea Ripley challenging Naomi for the Women's World Championship.
Okay, number one, Io looked cute as fuck. Number two, Naomi just came out there and sold it. And good on her for it. Like, I thought her promo was absolutely phenomenal. And good on her, good on WWE for putting the title on her. She has earned this definitively. So I'm so happy to see that she got there, and I'm so happy to see that she is like standing strong with it. This match is going to be really good. It's going to be really fun to watch when we get it. I like how Rhea's attitude was somewhat toned down in this. Like, she maybe got a little bit humbled last night. And so now she's, you know, there's a little bit of humility there. Not much, because it's Rhea. But there's a little bit of, she's maybe a little bit more reflective in this scenario. Because goddamn, I got screwed again and I didn't see it. Crap. Now what do I have to do?
Yeah, I can see that. So it'll be a hell of a match at SummerSlam.
It will be very fun.
The New Day were mourning their titles. The loss of their tag titles. And they were bargaining with Adam Pearce, and they gave him a bunch of toupees, wigs, hoping to get their rematch. And Pearce is like, you have to earn it, and we'll talk about it next week. Pearce then ran into Judgment Day, and then, you know, you jumped around pretty good, huh? You're going to be cleared, right? And Pearce told him, you have a meeting with medical next week, and if he's cleared, he'll face AJ Styles at SummerSlam for the Intercontinental Championship. You saw AJ praying. And then Dom was praying in the opposite way for what's to come. So we're going to get most likely Dom will be cleared. It'll be AJ and Dom at SummerSlam.
We're getting there. We're getting there with it. They're dancing around each other. They're teasing. Like, they did a good job tonight setting up like a lot of the SummerSlam matches.
I mean, with 3 weeks to go.
Wait. Do we actually get a week off next week?
There is a week where we will need a discussion.
Oh my god. Wow, chat. Do you know how rare this is? Wow.
It's a once in a month thing that we're actually going to have a discussion topic of some sort. We had Rusev and Sheamus have a little back and forth, and they're going to have another match at some point.
They're flirting, chat. They're flirting. It's fine. Just everybody let them flirt with each other. Because the match will be a banger. Like, it's Rusev and Sheamus. They know how to do things with each other. So it's not exactly a shock, but like, just let them flirt. It's fine.
We were getting an update about Seth Rollins. Paul Heyman's basically like, it doesn't really matter. He has until next June to cash in. So his health is not important, but was hyping up Bron Breakker winning the gauntlet tonight. Gunther came to the ring later, talking about ending the career and ending the myth of Goldberg at Saturday Night's main event. And then I asked who's next, and he said that he'll be up in a suite watching five men compete for his amusement. This brought out Paul Heyman and Bron Breakker. Gunther cut off Heyman, said he's very aware of his name. Gunther said he made his point and wasn't interested in what Paul Heyman had to say. Breakker got face-to-face with Gunther. Heyman told Gunther to stick around because what he had to say applied to him. Heyman said Breakker would win the gauntlet match and then beat Gunther at SummerSlam. He says he knows that's no easy task, but he saw what Gunther did to Goldberg, but he has never been speared until he's been speared by Bron Breakker.
I mean, this is true.
He said Breakker isn't just a contender, he is a Steiner. He said Breakker will break through the glass ceiling and break Gunther's ass at SummerSlam. He called him the next big thing, the big dog, and that it's his yard now, and he'll become the long-term world heavyweight champion. Heyman subtly setting up what's to come to end this show in that promo. Yeah, man, it was smart, but because I think they're still waiting on the MRI results to come out, so they'll figure it out.
If anything,
we'll learn at some point.
If anything, it's an acknowledgement that he is, in fact, injured. Like, it is the confirmation, even though Hunter did give a little bit of an update last night. It is the formal acknowledgement on television that something has happened to Seth. And they're setting up that he's potentially going to be gone, so that's good. Like, if they never say formally on TV how long he'll be out, or never gets out how long he'll be out, I'm completely fine with that. You know, if he just goes away for a little bit and then he comes back, because you guys were talking about it on WTR last night, where he does have until June. So even if he's out 9 months to a year, he still has potentially, he's kind of screwed if it's a year, but like if he's gone 9 months, he still has a chance. And that adds more like build to it, because it's, well, we don't know what's going on with Seth. So he could literally roll up at any time and cash in whenever the fuck he wants. And we don't know. And so it does add that level of excitement to it. And I feel like they handled that part of the promo really, really well, because Heyman's like, yes, 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 Seth is hurt. That's not important. Anyway, let's talk about Braun. Let's start building Braun and put Braun over.
Very much.
Which is what they needed to do.
Yeah, this is exactly what they needed to do. They needed to put him over. They needed to make sure the Braun Breakker is going to be one of the featured attractions on this show. And boy, did they ever tonight in this gauntlet match. It was Bron Breakker taking on Penta. He beat Penta, which then led to LA Knight. He beat LA Knight. Yeah. Then with help from Bronson Reed, he beat Yeet Man Jey Uso. And then finally, it was CM Punk's turn to face him in the gauntlet. You had interference from Bronson Reed. You had the return of Jey Uso to even the odds at that point, allowing CM Punk to get the win over Bron Breakker, who had wrestled at that point 42 minutes. You had Gunther watching on the entire time from the luxury box, which was fun. This was a hell of a showcase for Bron Breakker. But CM Punk is now facing Gunther at SummerSlam.
CM Punk's titties are going to be so sore after this is over.
Yes.
And as you guys were talking about last night, it does set up the potential that, well, depending on how injured Seth really is, well, he could just roll up and cash in on CM Punk, couldn't he? Or Gunther, if he wanted.
If he wanted to, yes. But things weren't done after that. Punk was looking at Gunther up in the skybox, did the title belt motion. Then Bronson Reed attacked CM Punk. Bron Breakker attacked. Jey Uso was in. There was a four. They were beating down Punk and Jey Uso. Fans started to chant, OTC, OTC, as Bronson Reed was heading to the top rope for a tsunami. And out came the OTC himself, Roman Reigns. Superman punch, spear, Samoan drops, all the things. Roman Reigns took out both Bron Breakker and big Bronson Reed. He helped Jey Uso to his feet. He didn't help Punk. They had a look. They all stare down Bronson Reed and Bron Breakker and Paul Heyman, who are at the entrance ramp. Fans were singing Roman Reigns' name. The OTC is back just in time for SummerSlam.
He's had a nice vacation. He's had a good rest. You know, it's all good.
He had the birth of another child.
Oh God, did they have another kid?
They did.
I mean, number one, congratulations to them. But yeah, number two, I just remember him saying a while ago he was done having kids because he had so many. Surprise. But no, yeah, this is right on time. Perfect way to bring Roman back. And you have the uneasy allies with Punk and Roman and Jay. Even though Roman and Jay are cool, and it's fine. That injection of Punk, well, we don't know how that's going to go. So they might have a little bonding they have to do before we get to SummerSlam.
Indeed. But that was Raw. It was a really good show.
This was a good show.
It really was. Women showcased, men showcased, and SummerSlam is coming together. But that'll
they've
do it.
Gotten...
Go ahead.
They've gotten really good at kind of coming out of pay-per-views because they're doing them so quickly that they've sort of perfected this formula for themselves where they do a PLA and then they come out of it and they immediately set up the next one, and it's just a really nice natural transition into the next show where they immediately start that next build. They're already setting the card, like, you know, I would say what, roughly maybe a third of the card was set tonight, and we had some of the big match setups tonight, so they can build those in the next 3 weeks to SummerSlam. Like, I think they've gotten very good at that.
Well, that'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk right now. We'll see if we're back Thursday for the rack.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news. We'll have notes. We will be talking about WWE Evolution, which was last night. That's Sunday for you guys listening to the VOD. And so we will be reviewing the show, letting you know what we liked, what we didn't like, and our overall thoughts. So it's the rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Check out the Rack Extra Reviews and EA Sports College Football 26, now available Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, another edition of CB Radio. Check out our CB Radio Live All in Recap, now available Sunday night, WTR Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night when Raw ends to talk everything Monday Night Raw on the Raw Post Show. As we had a cough. Chat.
Oh, okay. Did I miss something?
Yeah, a cough for a second. So we took a drink of water. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple button below the screen. You can use creator code RocketSock or...
Lin's M. Ward.
In the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, LINSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@LinsWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, LinsWard0.
This has been The Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for The Rack, and right back here every Monday night along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.